Courtney. I wish you could be living down in New Jersey. I hope you can come down to Cindy's house next summer. And I really miss you a lot, lots and lots. My birthday is October the 12th, Columbus Day. And my dog and me and Cindy and my whole family miss you a real lot. We wish you haven't moved. Love, Carrie. Here's Cindy.
Dear Courtney, I wanted to say something, but I couldn't write it down on a letter because it was too long, and I just wanted to do this. And also, every time I went to call you, you either weren't home, going to play somewhere, or still at school. So I wanted to ask you something, and I was kind of afraid to say it on the phone because I thought I didn't know how to say it, so I decided to say it on a tape. Courtney, I'd like to ask you next summer to come over to my house on summer vacation for 2 or 3 weeks, and your mother should, like, pay the airplane fare, and my mother pay for the food and everything, and maybe we can make it out that way, because I really miss you a whole lot, and I want you to come down and stuff. I still have Grover, Smokey, Pebbles, and Sam, but your Sam died of 2 dogs biting him. But we have another Sam. He's all gray with a little white dot on his nose. He's a miniature rabbit, but has longer ears than Sam did. He's very nice, but not as nice as the Sam we used to have. Pebbles is getting bigger and bigger every day. Smokey is getting fatter and fatter every day. Grover is pretty good. He did lose a lot of weight since you were gone because he was running after everything because he thought it was you. He wanted you back so much, he hardly even ate his food when he heard that you left. I miss you very much, and I want to see you this next summer, because every time I wanted to call you, you weren't home. And my mother says when Grover dies that we might get another dog, but it may be a different kind of dog. And one morning when I was in my bedroom sleeping, my dog was there, and I didn't hear him because he didn't have his collar on. And he walked into my bedroom after he made a mess all over the front of my doorstep. And when I walked out to get a drink of water, I stepped in it. And I didn't exactly like it. But I do really want to see you, and I do miss you. Your house is very empty without you in it. And every time I look at your house, I just feel like crying, but I don't, because I know you're not going to go and move back into that house. The people who live there aren't too nice because I haven't met them, and I don't want to because it'll bring back too many memories of you. I'd like to see you next summer, and my whole family misses you. We've got a hamster named Fluffy, and she had babies one morning, and I came to my mother, and I started to cry. My mother said, "Why are you crying?" And I go, and she goes, "Never mind, Cindy. Fluffy's dead. I know she is." So she walks in there, and she sees 7 little babies. And my mother says, "Oh, my God, I'm a great-grandparent." And she goes, "Cindy, how could you do this to me?" And I go, "Well, I couldn't help if she was pregnant and if she was a girl." So and that was the time we were camping. My father said that it would be best if we gave the babies to the pet store. They'd take good care and give them to another hamster mother, because if we went camping with her, because my mother was going to Bermuda, and she could not take Fluffy, and nobody would be able to take care of Fluffy. She is a hamster. Fluffy is a hamster. So, we had to give away the babies, give them to the pet house, and we went camping with Fluffy. She was a very good hamster, but she only bit somebody once when we went camping. Before we even went camping, and when we had to change her to a different cage because she had babies and the cage she was in was too small, she got scared because we were picking up her babies with a plastic spoon and putting them in a different cage. She put all her babies in a pouch right near her cheeks. Hamsters have pouches. And so my mother gave her a rag so that she could make a nest for her babies. So she took her front paw and she pushed out all the babies from her pouch into the rag. Luckily, none of them were dead. Kara would like to speak to you again. Love, Cindy.
Courtney, when we were on our summer vacation at the beach, there was this big dog, right? And he liked to fish a lot, with his mouth. And we called him Lady, because the people that owned him, they left him at the beach. And my mom found him for a long time, and he was at the beach fishing by himself for about 8 weeks. And we wanted to keep him, but Inky would be so upset with another dog in the house. We would have brought it home if Inky wasn't home. And I wish you could come back here. Love, Cat.
Courtney, I just wanted to remind you, when you get this tape and you hear that I wanted to ask you over for next summer vacation, please ask your mother. My mother said she'd be glad to have you, and she wants you here, because everybody in my family is saying, why aren't you playing with Courtney? That's what my sister said this morning, and I said, because she moved to Florida, and she goes, oh, that's right. And that's why everybody is missing you so much. So please ask your mother if you can come. Oh, please let Ashley hear this. Ashley, I miss you just as much. Jackie has some new friends over at the house that you used to live in. May I please speak to Courtney now? Courtney, I miss you very much. I want to see you next summer. Please beg your mother. But don't beg her too much, or she might just say no, absolutely not. And if she says no, ask her maybe next summer when you get older. I wonder how old you are. Are you 7, are you 8, or are you 9? It seems like you've been gone for 30 years, but I know you've been only gone for a couple of months. I can't live without you, Courtney. Please ask your mother if you can come over next summer. Love, Cindy and
Kara.